You are going to listen to four people talking about what strikes them most about Germany. First, you'll have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 5, using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers. Speaker 1.
It's the variety that I appreciate about Germany. There are over 10,000 cities and towns in Germany, spread between the Alps and the North Sea. No matter what preferences you have, Germany's cities and towns have got something for everybody. Great architecture, historic buildings, vibrant shopping streets, and an exciting nightlife. I especially love the charm most cities have. It's like they're inviting you to discover every inch of them, from high-class museums to plenty of monuments and both social and cultural events.
Speaker 2.
I often spend my free time in museums. I've got an extremely stressful job in which I have to communicate constantly with people all over the world, switching from one topic to the next. Walking through a museum, not talking, but soaking up all this historical and cultural energy, revitalizes me and gives me strength. I think Germany is a place where history and culture are actually brought to life. For those who think museums are boring, don't be fooled. Germany's 4,000 museums keep reinventing themselves. They never get tired of developing new and exciting concepts to discover the world. Technology, architecture, literature, the natural sciences, art or history. German museums explore everything.
Speaker 3.
What fascinated me the most when visiting Germany for the first time was what they call Gemütlichkeit. At first, I didn't really know what it was. But after experiencing it a couple of times, I began to really, really like it. If I had to explain it to somebody, I'd say that it's got something to do with tasty food, good company, something good to drink, and what's most important, with having lots of time on your hands. It's about the ability to sit back and relax, and the confidence to take things a little bit less seriously.
Speaker 4.
I'm in my mid-20s and I love traveling. Germany's the perfect spot for me, my friends. There are so many cool cities to discover, beautiful, breathtaking landscapes, which make it worth going again, again, and again. What's even better than that is that traveling around Germany is both affordable and simple. Special offers go easy on your wallet, and the excellent infrastructure helps you get around in no time. On top of that, there's a great choice of accommodation. You do not only get to stay in nice, clean rooms, young people are also offered entertainment and a variety of activities. And if you are less of an adventurer, contact the German Federal Forum for Children and Youth Travel. They will gladly give you tips for organized youth trips.
Speaker 1.
It's the variety that I appreciate about Germany. There are over 10,000 cities and towns in Germany, spread between the Alps and the North Sea. No matter what preferences you have, Germany's cities and towns have got something for everybody. Great architecture, historic buildings, vibrant shopping streets, and an exciting nightlife. I especially love the charm most cities have. It's like they're inviting you to discover every inch of them, from high-class museums to plenty of monuments and both social and cultural events.
Speaker 2.
I often spend my free time in museums. I've got an extremely stressful job in which I have to communicate constantly with people all over the world, switching from one topic to the next. Walking through a museum, not talking, but soaking up all this historical and cultural energy revitalizes me and gives me strength. I think Germany is a place where history and culture are actually brought to life. For those who think museums are boring, don't be fooled. Germany's 4,000 museums keep reinventing themselves. They never get tired of developing new and exciting concepts to discover the world. Technology, architecture, literature, the natural sciences, art or history, German museums explore everything.
Speaker 3.
What fascinated me the most when visiting Germany for the first time was what they call Gemütlichkeit. At first, I didn't really know what it was. But after experiencing it a couple of times, I began to really, really like it. If I had to explain it to somebody, I'd say that it's got something to do with tasty food, good company, something good to drink, and what's most important, with having lots of time on your hands. It's about the ability to sit back and relax, and the confidence to take things a little bit less seriously.
Speaker 4.
I'm in my mid-twenties and I love traveling. Germany's the perfect spot for me and my friends. There are so many cool cities to discover. Beautiful, breathtaking landscapes which make it worth going again, again and again. What's even better than that is that traveling around Germany is both affordable and simple. Special offers go easy on your wallet and the excellent infrastructure helps you get around in no time. On top of that, there's a great choice of accommodation. You do not only get to stay in nice, clean rooms, young people are also offered entertainment and a variety of activities. And if you are less of an adventurer, contact the German Federal Forum for Children and Youth Travel. They will gladly give you tips for organized youth trips.